Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There are calls in Israel for a civil war between mainline Israelis and the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A well-known and very prominent member of Israeli society has called for a civil war between the leftists in Israel and the Jewish settlers of Judea and Samaria, which is echoing the desires of many left-wing politicos who have said in the past that they will fight the violence of extremist settlers and use every kind of self-defense necessary, even exchange of open fire. This alarming call for civil war in Israel comes at a time when the Jewish settlements of Judea and Samaria are the main sticking point in the Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations that are not coming together. Israel's left wing of the body politic believes that civil wars are globally accepted. They happen everywhere, and that they are good for a nation as the war straightens out the power imbalance between the sides. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The potential for a civil war among the Jews in Israel is not only a viable political possibility, but a prophetic certainty as well. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The left wing of the body politic of Israel has become very outspoken in the call for a civil war focused on the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria. This issue of the Jewish settlements has been the major obstacle to the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to the United States, the United Nations, and the European Union. The Palestinian Authority says that if the Israelis would withdraw almost 500,000 Jews from the territories of Judea and Samaria, there could be peace between the two parties. The Jewish settlers have long contended that they are not the obstacle to peace, but instead their presence in the territories is an assurance of a lasting peace. Bible prophecy seems to agree, in that it states a Jewish presence in all of Israel will be the Lord's plan for true peace in the future when the Messiah rules and reigns in Jerusalem from a piece of real estate, the Temple Mount, which is actually part of Judea and Samaria. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. This potential for civil war is actually a part of a prophetic scenario for the last days as well, when the prophecy of Ezekiel 37, verses 15 to 23, the prophecy of the two Jewish states in Israel, will be fulfilled. The thought of Jews fighting Jews in their God-given land is an issue that no one really wants to think about. But the Bible says it will happen. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...